The agreement on the anti-college sexual assault measure was a bright spot at the close of a legislative session that saw lawmakers punt on a number of other key issues. Cuomo, before he signed the law, says up until now, students, college administrators, and even society in general have been in denial about the widespread nature of the problem.
Because we didn't acknowledge it, we were ashamed of it.
The law defines what's known as affirmative consent, requiring both parties to verbally agree before engaging in sexual intercourse. It also spells out for the first time a student's Bill of Rights, with information about how they can report alleged abuse and what steps the authorities, including their school and police agencies, will take to support them. It also requires more anti-sexual assault training, and private colleges will have to more accurately report any instances of sexual violence and the outcome of those cases. The state's public universities have already adopted the new rules. $10 million will be provided to rape crisis centers and for the state police to set up a sexual assault victims unit. Cuomo was joined by several Democrats in the assembly, as well as the Republican leader of the state Senate, John Flanagan. Flanagan praised the governor for working in a bipartisan manner, calling him an admirable adversary.
He knows how to get things done. He knows how to put deals together and do the people's business, and there's no finer example of that than the issue that we're talking about today.
Cuomo's closeness to the Senate GOP has irked more left-leaning Democrats, including New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. De Blasio has been feuding with Cuomo. He recently publicly called him out, saying Cuomo was enacting political revenge for perceived slights and had thwarted New York City's agenda in the legislature. The governor, speaking to reporters afterward, did not add to that dispute.
He chose to publicly vent his frustration. We all have our own styles and our own comportment, and we all see our roles in a certain way.
Former U.S. Senator Al D'Amato, now a lobbyist, has offered to host a pasta summit to bring together the two other Italian-American politicians. Cuomo says while he likes pasta, he doesn't know about a pasta summit. The governor was joined at the bill signing by a popular figure with left-leaning Democrats, U.S. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi, who declared the new anti-sexual assault legislation a tipping point for the nation, pointed out that her state of California actually enacted the first anti-sexual assault legislation that's become known as the Yes Means Yes provision.
But the New York law does us one better. It goes from enough is enough to a victim's Bill of Rights that separates it from the law that we passed, and an example for us to put some of that legislation in place there.
The group representing New York's private colleges, the Commission on Independent Colleges and Universities, said in a statement that college student safety is a priority and that the law is the result of a collaborative effort. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.